Blog Talk Radio. Where have you been all my life? Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? I need you by my side, music. Come on over, www.djmonalisasite.com. Once again, www.djmonalisasite.com. It's the only site where you have music all around, dancehall, lovers rock, reggae, rhythm and blues, hip-hop, rap, soul music. Oh, you're gonna love it so much. I'm your host, DJ Mona Lisa, on music. Come on over, over 100,000 online friends. Now you can be added. Yes, I am your international DJ. Add me also to your Yahoo Messenger, DJMonaLisa1@yahoo.com.
Yeah, man, come and check out our sexy pics. You'll love what you see and what you hear.
www.DJMonaLisaSite.com is a non-profit music broadcasting network.
I woke up this morning feeling very stressed out. As a fan wrote to me and said, why do you stay doing all this spiritual talking about God, then turn right around and start talking some kinky, freaky stuff all the time? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. In regards to me saying marvelous, magnificent, holy, righteous God, I surely love and adore you from this day forth and forevermore. The entire day, the entire evening, it worried me, thinking that I do not have the right to talk about God. God is not finished with me yet. And yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. Ever since I was a child, I knew that God had called me for a special reason. And when you check the Bible out, what God wants his people to do is to mend the brokenhearted and to simply love one another. This morning, I felt like dirt. I mean that I'm on the internet. I put out those beautiful photos, and if you notice the photos, they are sexy, but it's all up to your imagination. It's not like I'm out there naked. The way that I portray myself, you have to imagine, what am I up to? What am I doing? Now, when I think about it, I consider God to be my father. I consider God to be my friend. My mother, earthly mother and father, are dead. The people that raised me, my grandmother and grandfather, are dead. The last thing I want to do is to make them ashamed, to make their spirits ashamed of me. And I go out there when I'm sad and when I'm down, I tend to want to do things to demonstrate that I'm free to do whatever I want to do. Recently, I was in a relationship and everything went wrong. I do not want to go into the details of it, but it was something that really, really hurted me. And some people may drink, some people may smoke. I'm not that type of a person. I'm the type of person that deals with music, that deals with art. And so I danced the night away. As you know, I have a video out there called Naughty Girl and Porn Star. As a matter of fact, those to me are my best videos. I love them. After doing the videos, at least I felt de-stressed. I have no guilt about them, because I'm doing what makes me feel good. I'm doing what makes me feel happy. But does that make me lesser than who I am? Who am I? I'm the stone that the builder refused. I'm the person that came out of their mother's womb crying for love. I was supposed to be aborted by my mom. For whatever reason, she could not touch me. And I remember the day that she told me I wanted to abort you. I say, Mom, you could not have touched me even if you wanted to. This morning when I woke up, God spoke to me. And no one has the right to say that God cannot speak to me. First of all, he did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he said to me, Mona, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I said, really, God? He said, yes. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And I was like, oh, I am more the person to say that to someone, but I never thought that God Almighty would say to DJ Mona Lisa, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. My fan happens to be one of my favorite fans. That's my game. I just love him from the bottom of my heart and soul. And he later on commented that the question that he asked is a factual one. Why do you stay doing all the spiritual talking about God? You have to realize that there's a strong word there, stay. Why do you stay? It almost sounds as if the devil being tormented and upset with me. Why do you stay? You know, I bring you through bad relationships. I remove all the things you love. You understand? And why do you continue to praise God? What do you know about me? I'm not just the stone that the builder refused. I'm the mother of 13 children. At a very young age, all my children were taken away from me in the United States. I was a married woman. I had 6 beautiful children, and they were taken away from me when another woman fell in love with my husband, got pregnant for him at the heights of my success, 22-year-old. My husband walked out on me and my children. I haven't seen those kids for over 15 years. I was not allowed to talk to them. I was not allowed to have anything to do with them. I was told that I would be locked up if I even dare try to contact them. What do you know about me? For years, I wandered. I wandered like a lonely sheep in a pasture, and I cried out to God. My womb cried out for my children. My children, and God promised me. He promised me that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he stayed with me. He told me that for the years you weren't with your children, I will make up for that. If you were supposed to live to see 60 years, I will give you 15 years on top of that for what you have been through. When my womb cried out for God all those years, during that time, I was raped several times. And because of my love for God, and because of me not wanting to lose the relationship with God, I brought forth all the children that I got during the rape. I gave birth to all the children, thus making me a mother of 13. I was told that I'm not capable of raising 6 children. They said that I was mad. I was insane. Do you know why they said I was mad and insane? Because, first of all, my mother wanted the children. And so the rumor had to go around that I was mad and insane. And so it so happened that, you know, the phone threw me off for a second there. But anyway, as I was saying, they said I was mad and insane, sent me to many psychiatrists, and during the conversations with them, I would talk a lot about God. And they would say to me, Ms. Fung Chung, do you want back your children? And I said to them, oh, definitely, without a doubt. And they said to me, well, you have to stop talking about this Jesus. Because what you're saying is not factual. What you're saying is like an illusion. You live in a false world. It's like you don't exist. Because every time you open up your mouth, you mention Jesus. Ms. Fung Chung, apart from that, everything is okay. But as long as you continue talking about Jesus, 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 we're not going to give you back your kids. When they took my 6 children, I had my first child was David, and I remember At that time, I had rights to go and visit them while the state had my children. And I brought David to New York from Florida to visit my children. And I mean, like a couple minutes after reaching home, as a matter of fact, I reached the gate of a friend where I was staying in New York. And just as I reached the gate, the authorities walked up to me and they said, "Miss Feng Chung, we're here to take your child, David." I said, "Excuse me?" And in my mind, I was saying, "God, I mean, they already took 6 children from me. You gave me back this one child. Are you going to let them take this child too?" And they sat with me and they went over some paperwork. And I asked them, "What are the allegations against me?" And that man looked so stupid going through the pages. And he said, "It's right here. Miss Feng Chung, you forced your children to pray." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "On your visit to seeing your children, you told them all to pray." Now, you may think that this could never happen in America. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And I said, "Are you saying that I cannot tell my children that have been taken from me that they should remember God and remember that God is an holy, righteous God and that God is the Father of us all? Are you saying that I cannot tell them, let us pray, that God will bring us back together again? Are you saying that?" And I remember my heart crying out to God, saying, "What kind of world is this that I'm living in? I grew up with a mother who spoke about God and mighty Jesus, 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 morning, noon, and night. I went to 2 churches. I mean, I remember the day when they said that my grandfather was going to die. And the people gathered at the gate waiting for the funeral, expecting the funeral. And I remember for the first time in life, my grandmother entered the bedroom and she said to me, 'Venice, don't come into the room.' I said, 'Mama, why? Why? I mean, she never left me for an inch. I grew up sleeping between Mama and Papa. Mama, why?' And she said to me, 'I need time to pray.'" My grandmother, and the video is also out there. You can check it out at youtube.com/user/thesexymonalisa. Yes, I'm sexy. Yes, I'm sexy. I may be righteous, but I'm not ashamed to be sexy. youtube.com/user/thesexymonalisa. Sexy and intelligent and spiritual. I just love God. And anyway, my grandmother went into that room, and I heard my grandmother pray. She asked God to forgive my grandfather of all his sins. Let me tell you something. For years, every day, my grandmother used to turn to my grandfather and said, "Turn over your life to Jesus Christ." I used to think that she was a pest, miserable. I used to say, "Mama, leave him alone. Mama." And you know what? My grandfather never said anything. Anyway, my grandfather did get baptized after the stroke. But on this particular day, my grandmother went into the room and my grandmother prayed. My grandfather lived to be over 15 years after my grandfather was still alive. And you know the funny thing about it? All the people that were at the gate who had no sort of feelings, who didn't care about how I was feeling when they were saying in front of me, "Her grandfather is going to die. Yeah, a lot of foreigners are going to come to the funeral. They have a lot of people in America. So it's going to be a big funeral with enough foreigners." And I was saying, I remember asking the neighbor, "What is death? You know, they say my grandfather is going to die. Is death is around the corner? What is death?" And they looked at me shockingly. That was the second time I was going to my neighbor and asking her a question. The first time I went to her in life, that was the first time. The second time later on when I went to my neighbor and asked her a question, it was, "What is virginity?" And I'll talk about that later on. But anyway, when I didn't get a response, but I later kind of understood because my cousin Murphy had died. They were building the house, and someone, the carpenter, leaned the ladder against the wall, and the wall wasn't completely dried. My cousin was running past, and the blocks fell down on him and killed him. And I remember he was in the hospital, and when he got out of the hospital, he was in bed, and I saw a shadow on the wall. I don't really want to talk about it, but I have to, because all that I've been through is to make someone's life better. But as a little child, I saw a shadow on the wall, and the next minute I knew he wasn't talking, he wasn't saying anything, and they said he was dead. They said he was dead. But DJ Mona Lisa, right now, you got to be strong. You got a whole lot of work ahead of you. Tomorrow marks the anniversary of my mother's death, who died last year, exactly around this time. I love you, Mom. As you all know, me and my mom grew up I grew up with my grandmother, and because my mom left me at 6 weeks old to be raised by my grandmother for whatever reason. But I was conceived in the Bahamas, and when it was time to give birth to me, she went to Jamaica and gave birth to me. And years after meeting her, oh my God, meeting my mom was the most shocking day of my life, because in only a few minutes, she totally boxed me down to the ground, because I said I did not know that my mom is a white woman, because we come from a very fair-skinned family, and you may think that I'm light-skinned, but compared to my family, I'm like one of the darker ones. But anyway, beautiful people, I know that your time is important, and this is what I have to say to you. I'm staying in the game of life, and I'm gonna talk about Jesus Christ more than ever. This to me is a challenge, because if one feels that I don't have the right to speak about my Lord and Savior, my counselor, my friend, I'm gonna talk about him. Because there's times in my life when I act like a child and I talk about the stupid men that I meet. Oh, I love Dante. Dante, he is so nice. And if I can talk about Dante, who turned around to be no good, why can't I talk about my Lord? Mary Magdalene wasn't ashamed. I mean, she was a hooker, but she wasn't ashamed to let her hair down. Let her hair down and hold the feet of Jesus. Right now, I'm just holding on to him. I'm holding on to him with confidence, because, I mean, when I came to America, my sisters didn't want me to call my mother Mom. You understand? And, I mean, nobody's going to stop me from calling Jesus my God, my Savior, my King, my everything. Because what is to be must be. This is my destiny. Let me tell you, this day is going to go down in history, because it is a great day. It is a beautiful day. It is an anointed day. It is a day when all the heavens stand up in heaven and they are just looking down at me, because they raised me. I remember going to school, and at first I had a group and had some friends, and then I became a loner. But although in some contexts I was a loner, I was not a loner. I walked and I talked with angels. Amazingly, most of the things that are happening in my life now, they told me as a child. They walked with me and they said, hey, this is going to happen to you in a few years. That is going to happen. That is going to happen. And I talked back to them. And now, before I go any further, let's talk about prayer. I noticed that there's a lot of people that have been praying, really, really praying, but I noticed that they never stop to ask God, what is his response? or they never stop to listen for the response. I remember having a client by my home, and later on I'll let you know more about me. I'm a spiritual reader and advisor. I've healed a whole lot of people in my community and around the world. It's a gift from God. What can I say? And God have shown me things about them that no one could have known unless God told them. And I've done that for years. And it's just recently, about a year ago, I told God, I said, listen, God, I'm tired. He's my friend. Because I noticed that the people that I helped, you know, when I told them that, listen, okay, you want your husband to come back into your life. I will pray to God that he come back. But when he come back, you need to forgive him. And I noticed that when the husband came back, they would be like, punish him. You understand? And then I say, that's not what I bought him for. It was like for you to have a second chance to do the right thing. Many people are not aware, but I am a minister. I have the right to marry, baptize, bury. I tell you, I'm a woman that you will wonder, who the hell is this woman? Yeah. But one time in New York on WNWK 105.9 FM, it so happens that a club called me and they said, DJ Mona Lisa, we have this club. We'd like to give you the gate. All the funds from the gate belongs to you. We will control the bar. And if you can do that every Friday, we'll be very happy. I said, I thought about it. And I remember going to my protege, Mr. Clive Hudson, and I said, Clive, this club wants me to do a show, you know, in a strip club. Yeah, go-go dancers, you know, and should I do it? And he said, sure, it's money. Do it, you know. And I said, I will do it if you promise to collect the money, and if you're there, I will do it. I will just make my presence be known. I will just attend the function, but I need you to be there. Well, he did all that. So, plus, my fans were very happy to see me. It was a way to meet with them, because when you're on radio, I mean, there are millions of people that never see your face. The internet world is much better. You get to see my pictures. You get to see my videos. There have been people that have been listening to me for over 20 years that never saw my face. But anyway, on this particular night, I sat down with the manager, you know, and he turned to me and he said he was a minister. And I was like, shock. I was like, Pastor, what are you doing out here? And he turned to me and he said that I have to find the sinners on the wayside. If I stay in the church, I'm not going to find them. That's why I'm out here. He said, my name at the time was Dub Wonder, and he said to me, Dub Wonder, do you know how many nights girls sit with me and tell me all about what they're going through, and I'm there for them? And he said that someone has to be there for them. And I noticed how these go-go dancers loved him. They hugged him. They took him as a father. They kissed him. And it was so touching. Well, compare me to those go-go dancers. I always let people know the worst that I could be, or the worst of me, so that you will appreciate the best of me. I consider the worst of me right now is to do my naughty dance, and I love it. That's the worst of me. But the best of me, I'm a caring, I'm a loving person. I mean, you could do me all the wrongs in the world. I love you. My sister turned to me one day and she said to me, Mona, you love your enemies more than your friend. I'm so generous. I cannot have money in the bank and people are suffering. I take it out. Everything I do on the internet is for free. I'm the one who spends all the money. Yesterday, I advertised my store for the first time. My conscience killed me. I don't want to make money off my fans. But then a voice spoke to me and said, at least you're allowing your fans to get the things that are good for them. in regards to the money made for it. As a matter of fact, there are so many things going on, commercials and all of that, and money's supposed to be coming in. I never checked. I don't care. And if I do check and some money's there, I know where it's going. I definitely know where it's going. Because once you take on the name of Jesus Christ and you tell people, you don't have to say Jesus, 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 but once you take your time to show the people of this world love, let me tell you, God will provide for you. I'm going to stop talking about myself for a moment to let you know that I'm just like you. We're all sinners. No one can point a finger at us because there's no one perfect in the world. As Jesus said, who doesn't have any sin, cast the first stone. You want to cast it at me? I am a sinner. But I'm here for you, and I will be here for you for a very long time because I expect to live at a very old and ripe age because there are certain things in the Bible that God promised to those that serve him. Will I still do the topic on Sunday in regards to what my fan said about me taking on the name of Jesus Christ? That will be a topic that will be included in all my shows because I will demonstrate that because he loves me, I will not let him go. I love him because he first loves me. I will say it again and again. Mother, you did not accept me as your child. Father, you saw me coming down the street and you put your feet on the gas and you drove faster because you didn't want to say that I'm your child because I was pregnant, a married woman pregnant, and you were ashamed to say that I'm your daughter. So mother and father forsake me, but the world embraced me, and I owe it to the world to be there for them worldwide. The internet has built up my self-esteem, my fans on the internet, have lifted me up. When I fall, my fans on the internet have been the shoulder for me to cry on, and I wake up each day and I pray for them. May God bless you. May God keep you. May his face shine upon you. May that job that you're going about, may you get it. May the devil get out of your way in Jesus' name. May all your disappointment become your appointments. May everything set against you, may God prove the world wrong. I mean, you're going through that divorce. I mean, there are times when the other party is saying he's no good, he's going to turn out to be no good, he's going to die, and stuff like that. But let me tell you, I'm here for you. Father God, not my will, but thy will be done. I didn't expect this day, oh God, to be talking about you this way. And I want to thank you, God, for sending my angel, my fan, to back me up so that I will have to tell people the secret of my life. And the greatest secret is this: I love you, God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Beautiful people, good morning.